No one covers more local high school sports than Radio on the Go. Listen to 104.9 FM and the KLMJ stream at RadioOnTheGo.com each season for coverage of the West Fork Warhawks, the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, and the Belmont Clemmy Broncos. We are Radio on the Go.
The following is a production of Radio on the Go Sports.
1, 2, 3, 4! Coming up next, right here on 104.9 KLMJ, is the Mort's Water Company Coach's Corner. Over the next hour and a half, we'll talk to coaches from area schools, courtesy of our friends at Mort's Water Company. Mort's Water Company is your local, independent, authorized Kinetico dealer. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up.
Good morning, KLMJ sports fans, and welcome to this weekend's edition of the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. This weekend's show will feature Week 8 game wrap-ups and Week 9 and playoff game previews with Hampton-Dumont-Cal head coach Cole Miller, Iowa Falls Alden head coach Eric Walkingstick, West Fork head coach Daniel Westhoff, North Butler head coach Jordan Vanderloop, Clarion Goldfield Dows head coach Caleb Vogel, and Belmont Clemmy head coach Kyle Wilkinson. Once again, thanks for joining us this morning. The show will begin next with Hampton-Dumont-Cal head coach Cole Miller. When the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show returns after this.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com.
And welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Hampton-Dumont-Cal football, Cole Miller. And coach, your team came out on senior night and executed on both sides of the ball, a 46-0 shutout of Charles City. Your initial thoughts after a great win on Friday night?
Yeah, it was a great win for us. We played really well in a lot of different phases of the football. Did well on offense, did well on defense, and our special teams did what they were asked to do. Just got a lot of people in the game, able to get a lot of different people touches and carries. And so, yeah, it was just a fun night overall, and I'm glad we were able to send our seniors out, their last home game out like that.
Talk about offensive production, coach. Who really stood out on that side of the ball is, based on the score, some opportunities for everybody to really contribute on Friday night?
Yeah, I think it started with our offensive line. We knew that it was going to be not the best weather, so we put an emphasis on running the ball this week, and those guys did a great job of opening up lanes and creating alleys for our running backs and our quarterback to maneuver through. I think Brody Walton and Carter Jansen ran the ball very effectively for us. And then Gavin's name wasn't called quite as much as it has been in the past, but when he got carries, he was able to make good on those carries for us. We did have the one touchdown pass to Tucker Heron early in the game, so we were able to get a little bit through the air to keep them off balance just a little bit. So that was huge for us as well.
For your defense, coach, another shutout for you, and just has to feel good facing the offenses that you've had to face in district play and able to put a zero on the board. Had to be a great boost for your defense as you continue to battle going forward.
Yeah, I think it was a good confidence booster for our boys on defense. They played well for the past 3 weeks, but it just hasn't shown on the scoreboard. So to be able to put a zero up and have our defense go out and perform the way they did in the conditions that it was, it's easy for people to get slippery, but our boys were focused and they made tackles, and we were able to pretty much shut down their offense. So that was awesome to see.
We had talked about on last week's coaches show, they were a team that liked to go have that spread formation and challenge defenses to stop them. Some playmakers that were a big part of locking down Charles City on Friday night. And was it pressure or just great downfield coverage that was the highlight for your defense?
Yeah, so we put in a different coverage package this week because they were a very explosive team throwing the ball. We wanted to limit that explosiveness. So I think coverage had to do with some of it. Some of it was the weather as well. They weren't able to just sit back and sling a wet ball around. So that also aided to us being able to shut down the pass. And then our front seven just did a phenomenal job of pressuring the quarterback and then shutting down running lanes so that their running back had nowhere to go. So I think it was all around good defensive play by both our front seven and our DBs.
It was senior night, Coach, an emotional night, but it was also a night to really reflect on what your great senior class has done, what senior night was like for them.
I hope that they enjoyed it, and I hope that they, you know, took in every moment. It's hard to do that in the middle of a game, but I hope they were able to just stop and enjoy the time that they had together. I know for me it was awesome to watch them go out and get a win, with it being the last home game that they'll probably have this season. So bittersweet that we were able to get that win, but that our time together on that field is coming to an end. But the atmosphere was great, even though the weather was bad. We had a handful of people show up to support the seniors, and a huge thank you to those senior parents as well that have you know, been that unwavering support for the kids throughout their lives and throughout the football season, the highs and lows that a season can put them through. So a huge thank you to the parents as well, and I hope that the senior boys are able to enjoy tonight.
For your seniors, Coach, and the rest of your team, you get ready for your final week of the regular season, are still in the playoff hunt. Your message to them as you move forward from a great win tonight and get ready for week 9.
My message would be that we are still in control of our own destiny. We have to go out and prepare as best as we can this week for a very, very good Algona team. The message would be that we can still control our own destiny as long as we take care of business, we do what we need to do in our preparation and our work, and then we put it together on Friday night. And if we can go out and get a win, then hopefully that puts us in a good spot to make the playoffs.
More to talk about with the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal football, Cole Miller, right after this here on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show.
Are you ready to take your education to new heights? Whether you're a high school graduate, a working professional seeking career advancement, or someone looking to explore new passions, Ellsworth Community College has the perfect courses for you. ECC's experienced faculty and state-of-the-art facilities are dedicated to providing you with a top-notch educational experience. From hands-on programs to transfer-ready courses, Ellsworth has a wide range of options to suit your goals and interests. Line up a visit to Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls or visit ellsworthcollege.com and take that first step towards success today.
Fall field work is underway, so it's important to keep your fuel tanks full on the farm. Count on Consolidated to get the job done. Consolidated Energy Company goes all over the listening area, delivering tough quality Chevron, Shell, and Heartland products, from oils, lubricants, and DEF to gas and diesel. And don't forget propane, which you can still contract. Just dial up Consolidated Energy of Hampton, 641-456-5596. They also now have kerosene available at Consolidated Energy behind the Tower Center in Hampton. Hampton, 641-456-5596.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
To see if auto owner's insurance is right for you, contact Tom or Terry at the CDK office in Hampton. That's Castle, Dick, and Kelch, 456-2578.
A proud Hampton Dumont Cal supporter, Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan is cheering for a great sports season. Mark Bruins is a master welder and is here for all your welding needs on your farm machinery. Bruins Machine and Welding also makes and repairs hoses, sells Northland oil, bearings, seals, belts, PTO parts, and nuts and bolts. When it's broken, take it to Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal football, Cole Miller. And Coach, it's time to preview your regular season finale. You will be on the road in district play against the other Bulldogs in your district, Algona. Your initial thoughts on your matchup on the road?
Initial thoughts would be Algona is a very good football team. You know, two losses on the season, I believe, to two really good teams. They're a multi-threat type of offense. They can throw the ball. They can run the ball. So we'll have our hands full on that, on us. On getting a good scheme put together, try and slow that down. And then defensively, they run kind of that 3-3 stack, and then they send linebackers, move linebackers around, so they try to confuse you on defense, get you to make mistakes, and then they just fly around and make plays. So offensively, we'll have to be locked in and ready to go.
For you defensively, Coach, they're a scouting report on them. They're led by Alex Mansky, their junior quarterback, in entering play this week. He had 1,510 yards passing and 14 touchdowns, and then has been dangerous on his feet as well, 622 on the ground for 11 touchdowns.
Yeah, very talented player. That's why he's getting all of the attention that he is. So he does a lot for their team. He's definitely going to have to be a big part of our focus on the defensive side of the ball, and we're going to have to try and slow him down the best we can. I know they have some good skill positions on the outside that he likes to sling it to. Big kid, strong arm. So, yeah, very good player. We'll have to be ready for him.
One of those key wideouts for him, Coach, is Porter Reffer, their senior wideout. He has 38 receptions for 823 yards and 7 touchdowns entering play this week.
Yeah, and he's not their only threat, so it's not like you can double him and not worry about the other guys. You're still going to have to give him the attention that he deserves and then be ready to cover the entire field. That's something that Algona is really good at, is spreading the ball around, using the entire field to their advantage. So definitely going to be a very good test for us. Interesting to see. I'm interested to see how well our kids can do against a great team like Algona.
For your defense, Coach, we had talked about in past coaches' shows about your team's ability to bring pressure and force turnovers, how you hope that plays a factor on Friday night when you face Algona.
Yeah, for sure. If our front seven can pressure him and get him to be a little bit frazzled, I know he's a competitor, so that's going to be hard for us to do. To just, if we can take him out of his natural element of being able just to drop back and sling the ball around, that'll be good for us. So hopefully our front seven can, even if we're not getting home and getting sacks, just put some pressure on him and make him feel uncomfortable.
Some keys offensively for you, Coach, is you look to build on a great offensive performance in week 8 against Charles City, as you were able to attack through the air and on the ground.
Yeah, I'd say offensively, one of the big keys is going to be to continue running the ball effectively. You know, if we can stay ahead of the sticks, that opens up our playbook a lot. We're not handcuffed in like we would be if we get behind the sticks. So being able to run the ball effectively, and then just taking what the defense gives us. If we see an opening in the pass game, then we can attack it. But first and foremost, we want to be able to run the ball and run the ball effectively.
A fun question again for you this week, Coach. What is your favorite memory, either as a coach or as a player?
My favorite memory. One of my favorite memories would probably be leaving the locker room, and as we're walking towards the field, we're walking on the pavement, and you can just... The only thing you can hear is the cleats hitting the concrete, and just the noise that makes as we were approaching the field, and then touching our pride pole that we have sitting there as we're about to take the field, and then running out with all the guys. That'd probably be one of my favorite memories as a player, and just the anticipation and the buildup as you walk from the locker room to the field and get ready to play.
Final thoughts, Coach, is that you get ready for week 9, your regular season finale, still in the playoff hunt, as you battle another district opponent in the other Bulldogs in Algona.
Just wanted to thank all the fans that were able to attend the game the other night against Charles City, and we hope to see them there supporting us against Algona. It truly means a lot to us, and the atmosphere that they create is one of a kind. So just a thanks, and we hope to see them again there this coming week.
Once again, a thanks to the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cal football, Cole Miller, for joining us here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show.
Radio on the Go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the Go.
Connecticut water systems are masterly engineered to be simply the most efficient and effective water softener, drinking water system, and water filters on the planet. This is Justin Morton from Mort's Water Company. Connecticut has a system that will fit your water quality, whether it's well water or city water. We can match up your water quality with a Connecticut water treatment system. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT and let us show you how a Connecticut whole house water treatment system will give you the cleanest, best tasting water. Selling and servicing Connecticut water systems in North Iowa for over 40 years. Your local independent authorized Connecticut dealer. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Iowa Falls Alden football, Eric Walkingstick. And coach, you wrapped up the regular season on Friday night as you were on the road at a ranked opponent in PCM. Fell 45-6, but a great battle from your team on the road on a talk about the effort of your team and some positives going forward after Friday night's game.
Well, I'll tell you what, going into that game, you know, we could have very easily, you know, not shown up and not played well. But I was so proud of the guys last night. They did such a good job of playing. Sometimes the score doesn't reflect of what occurred during the game. But we moved the ball well offensively. We got Jaden back. He had been dinged up and injured last week. And so we got him back. And he was probably about 80% last night. And that was, you know, huge to us. We were able to go on a lot of drives. You know, Jaden last night, you know, he had about 140 yards rushing. He had about 130 yards passing. And having him back was really huge. With the defense, the running back is so explosive that we did a great job of staying in front of him. Last night, he rushed for about 180 yards. I know that sounds like, oh, wow, that's not that impressive. We watched him on film go for over 400 and in another game around 300. So, you know, defensively, we did a good job of slowing down, staying front, and keeping him, you know, kind of hemmed him a little bit. You know, they're a very good team. They're very big, very physical. But, man, I'll be honest with you, I couldn't be more proud of our team's effort last night.
For your offense, coach, able to get on the board against a really good defense that has been among the best in your respective class in Class 2A. Some positives for you going forward as you look to carry that into a Week 9 game coming up next week.
Well, you know, for us, you know, we turned the ball over three times. We had one drive where we drove like probably 85 yards, and we controlled it. It was like an 8-10 minute drive. We drove all the way down in. We fumbled it on their going into their, you know, we were on their 3-yard line. We fumbled it, and that would have put the score within a one scoring difference. And for us going forward, you know, into our game 9, we just wanted to play hard. We wanted to play out there and play good against a good team, and we did all those things. You know, the weather wasn't a huge factor for us. You know, it did sprinkle and rain a little bit throughout the game. The ball got a little bit slick, but going forward, it was just a perfect ending for regular season for our guys. And, you know, I know that the playoff situation with Union upsetting West Marshall, that knocks out the playoffs. But at the end of the day, as long as we can play one more game with our group of young men, that's all I can ask for.
For your defense, coach, some positives to carry forward into that Week 9 game after matching an offense of that caliber with a running game like that. And some formations and adjustments you made to try and contain a running back like that in Adrian Robbins, who was tops in the state in those respective categories on the ground.
Well, I tell you what, you know, they are gifted, and that running back is very special. We watched him on film. I knew he was really good. It was actually fun to watch him run the ball and see what he did, you know, behind a very good offense. And I think that team, you know, could do some things as they go forward in the playoffs. If he stays healthy and that offense can continue to turn, they could be a pretty impressive team to watch going forward.
Your message to your team, coach, as you prepare for that Week 9 matchup, were eliminated from the playoffs on Friday night based on that win by Union, keeping your team positive as you enter that Week 9 matchup, still with one more game to play after a great effort from your team in another good district this season.
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is football, one, you don't do it for the wins and losses, and two, you better have a message that resounds throughout the season. And it was so cool for me to watch the entire growth throughout the season for these young men, you know, our message, you know, was LEO, which means love each other. And for our guys, it was pretty interesting watching that continue to be the theme throughout. And as we went through the night, you know, we got to halftime, and we were in a good place at halftime. And our kids, you know, we told them offensively, we're not going to change anything. We're going to keep everything the same. And for us, at halftime, our kids were hugging each other, you know, in a positive way and having positive outlook on the rest of the game. But LEO has been our message throughout, and taking care of each other, the way our seniors have led us, you know, through the regular season, I couldn't ask for anything else. And they did such a good job of executing what we wanted them to do.
More to talk about with the head coach of Iowa Falls Alden football, Eric Walking Stick, right after this here on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. See what a
smile can do. Hi, this is Stephanie, your Iowa Falls Hy-Vee store manager. Don't miss out on our wonderful pork chop sale this week only at your Iowa Falls Hy-Vee. We've got stuffed pork chops on sale, just 2 for $6. We've got traditional, apple raisin, and so much more. Stop on back to the meat department for these pork specials plus many more, only at your Iowa Falls Hy-Vee.
Bruce Ballvance from Landis sending a big hello to all the farmers harvesting in the fields. As you bring the crops out, Landis and Bradford, Buckeye, and Latimer are ready to take your grain. We also offer add-on micronutrients for your dry fertilizers, including ProCoat BCMZ and ProCoat Zinc. Landis also has nitrogen stabilizers for your anhydrous ammonia. And remember, we do custom application if you need it. So call or stop by today for your harvest time agronomy needs at Landis locations at Latimer, Bradford, and Buckeye.
If you need dryer parts or service this fall, see your Soukup dealer, Central Iowa Fabrication. Farmers rely on Central Iowa Fab of Alden for the parts they need. They also still have welding and torch supplies and can do on-the-farm welding repair. For high-rise issues with bins and legs, they have cranes to get the work done. And if you're planning for future years, talk with Mike or John about a new Soukup grain bin or grain handling equipment. Located on the highway in Alden and wishing you a successful harvest. That's Central Iowa Fabrication, your Soukup dealer. Also check centraliowafab.com.
Oberdeen Floors knows that so much of life happens at home, which is why your home should be a place of inspiration, designed around floors you love. With beautiful, durable Mohawk flooring, just stepping out of bed in the morning is something to celebrate. Mohawk products make your home tough and gorgeous. With Mohawk from Oberdeen's, you can live your life and love your floors. Visit Oberdeen Floors at their 819 Brooks Road location in Iowa Falls and ask which Mohawk floor are right for your home.
And welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Iowa Falls Alden football, Eric Walking Stick. And coach, you are still working some things out for your week 9 matchup, but whoever that opponent may be, what preparations look like for your team getting ready for that opponent on Friday night as you look to bounce back?
Well, you know, the thing is right now, you know, it comes down to just getting, you know, any team that we can to play, to give our seniors one more chance to play the game of football. And that's how we're going into this week. You know, it doesn't matter who we play, doesn't matter where we play. As long as we get one more Friday night out there on the turf, that's all we're wanting.
For your offense, coach, some adjustments as you look to get the run game going again as Jaden continues to get healthier, working back from his injury 2 weeks back. And for the rest of your offense, getting that final opportunity for this season to play on the field and represent IFA.
Well, you know, when we lost Quentin Yeager, we knew that was a big, big blow to our offense. But, you know, as we move forward, we've realized how big a blow it is. You know, we are, you know, leaning on Jaden a lot more. And when Jaden got dinged up last week or the week before, it definitely slowed us down. But, you know, moving forward, we're going to lean on Jaden in this final game. We're going to, you know, utilize the things that we've done well, and there are a lot of good things that we've done well. And those receivers, you know, they really help us. That offensive line really helps us. So moving forward, that's a concept that we're going to go forward with is just kind of doing the things that we've done well and really – you know, hitting those things over and over and over and continuing to do those things.
For your defense, coach, some adjustments as you prepare for your Week 9 opponent to be determined as you look to take the positives from containing a high-powered offense in PCM and getting the practice and keeping track of a running back of that caliber and Adrian Robbins on Friday night to take into your matchup coming up as you look to wrap up on a high note.
Well, and it comes back to, again, the people that have got you there. You know, Carter DeBates is one of our defensive guys that has just led us throughout, continues to lead us. I'm glad that we're going to be having him come back again next year. Trevor Bailey, another stalwart on defense. Again, he's a junior too. He'll be back. Those are where it starts. And then, you know, some of your senior kids, you know, like Andon Barrick, you know, Nick Regan and Jaden Damiano, some of those guys on defense, you know, that are seniors, you know, just letting them know that, hey, you got one final game to come back and play the game and play defense. That's where we're going to start with, and that's what we're going to do is, you know, just do all the things that we've done to this point that have been successful and get ready for Friday night.
As your team gets ready for that Friday night matchup, coach, for Week 9, your favorite memory from this season to this point, you have progressed through your first year as the head coach at Iowa Falls Alden.
Well, when we talked about this last night, my favorite memory is just the very first, you know, passing league, the very first 7-on-7 that we went to. Because, you know, you come into every season, and when you've been doing it for a while, your first memory is just of those kids and what they think of their head coach and what they think of the new system. And it was just, I just can remember those kids, you know, driving over to Fort Dodge and meeting me there and our first 7-on-7. And I tell you what, how ugly it was, how energetic the kids were. And, you know, and I can remember them thinking, man, we can't get all this done. This seems like a huge task. And it was just the memory of getting to know your team for the first time and just the smiles on their faces, the laughter, you know, the whole journey. And it's what I've told them. It's never the destination. It's always the journey that's most special. And for me, that's the most memorable thing is just getting to know a brand new group of kids and appreciating them. And, man, I tell you what, it did not feel like we played 8 games. It didn't feel like we had a, you know, couple months of summer, you know, throughout the football. And so it just flew by fast for us. And I love that aspect because I love and appreciate the effort my guys gave me.
Final thoughts, coach, as you prepare for a Week 9 game to be determined coming up on Friday night and looking to end the regular season on a high note for your team that has battled in another tough district this year in Class 2A, and you send off some great seniors in that final game as well.
You know, final thoughts are just, you know, one more. And let's have one more game. Let's have one more opportunity. Let's just play the game of football one more time. And it's kind of like life. Sometimes, unfortunately, you know, you don't know how much longer you have in this world. For us, this Friday, guess what? We know we have one more game, and we want to go into that game with everything we've got. We want to go in that game and just play hard, you know, for the seniors, for our fans, for our community. We want to just go out there and execute and have fun and do what's right. And for us, that's a, you know, one more game, and we get an opportunity to do that. So that's it, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Once again, a thanks to the head coach of Iowa Falls Alden football, Eric Walkingstick, for joining us here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. More is next.
Radio on the go, your source for local weather forecasts, announcements, and information.
The Green Recorder has been published weekly since 1876, with every edition on the Green Public Library's website at green.lib.us. The Green Recorder is published 52 weeks a year. Weekly copies are always available at Casey's, Drawley's Department Store, Smith, etc., West 40 Market, and of course, the Green Recorder's office. For a subscription, call 816-4525, call the Green Recorder, and stay in touch with what's happening in Green and Butler County.
We're still the same. 30 years and going strong. Your home for local news, sports, weather, and business. KLMJ 104.9 FM, Hampton. An on-the-go media station.
Welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop. And coach, you wrapped up the regular season on Friday night with a solid win in a defensive battle 6-0 over AGWSR on the road. Your initial thoughts on that win for your team to wrap up the regular season?
It's a great way to end the season. It was a tough fought game. Lots of elements came into play with the rain and wind and everything, but we fought till the end and we were able to come out ahead on very, like I said, very talented Eckley team.
For you offensively, coach, some players that stood out on that side of the ball, as your running game has been a big factor of what you've been able to do throughout the season, but have been able to expand into the passing game as well to challenge defenses.
Our running backs all did excellent job, contributed one way or the other. Tanner, Colton, Brody, Pryor, Jax, all of them guys, and even more, contributed with some big runs and huge blocks on it. And then we were able to get some passing off, like you said. Griffin came down with a big catch that scored a touchdown, and Carter Miller contributed too, and it was just an all-around team effort.
For you defensively, coach, in a close game, a game decided by one score, your defense has been a big part of your success in district play and throughout this season. Their ability to find the ball carrier and to invade the backfield, how that played a factor on Friday night, containing a Cougars team that could really run the football.
We knew that if we got them, let them get an open space, we're going to be in trouble with. So we had to make sure we bottlenecked their running game and try to force everything back in the middle where we had some support. And that's what we were able to do. We were able to get some pressure on them, get back there. Like I said, the conditions kind of weren't in anybody's favor, but that kind of helped us out as well to make them a little more one-dimensional.
On a night that it was challenging to move the football and not favorable weather conditions for football, especially if you wanted to pass the ball, how you prepared your team throughout the week to play in those types of conditions. For the most part this season, the weather has been favorable.
Yeah, we told them this week, you know, there's chances it's going to be raining. Even at practice sometimes it'd be raining on us. We said we got to get used to it. You know, it's everyone's got to play in it. So we just need to make sure we focus. We did some drills, try to work on catching the ball in the rain, getting the ball wet and everything. So they had to focus a little more and adjust their grip. So just getting them ready to know that, you know, there's always the possibility of it. And you've got to be able to come up with plays, and you got to make sure that we can't let the weather or anything like that affect us mentally as well.
It was another great local matchup for you, coach, facing AGWSR. You've had the opportunity throughout your schedule this year to play some area teams, whether it be in district play or non-district action. What that added for your team, traveling to another close opponent and winning in a defensive battle like you did on Friday night?
It's always nice when you don't have to, you know, sit on the bus for hours upon hours at a time. And just gives the guys the chance, you know, to kind of think mentally and get mentally prepared what they need to do. So it's always great to have, you know, a shorter bus ride somewhere close to home than the ability for the fans to come as well, since it's not very far to travel.
For your offense, coach, playing in those types of conditions on Friday night, how you kept everybody fresh and was able to keep that rotation going, because the nice thing that we have talked about on previous coaches' show is your depth and talent at that position, that you're able to have that rotation going to keep your runners fresh.
It's always nice to have that problem of we have so many talented guys that want to play and can play. So we just needed to make sure that, you know, if someone needed a breather, since a lot of them play both ways, we were able to get them out, get them a little bit of a break, or, you know, if they needed a second to get their wind back, that was always great. So it's always nice to have that ability and, like I said, try to find different ways to get different people the ball and make sure that everyone stays fresh and can go 100 miles an hour.
For your team, coach, playing in that close of a game, preparing you well for the playoffs, would you say, as you get ready for the playoffs coming up next week, and there's the possibility with the talent that you will face and the talent that you have, that you'll be in a lot of close games similar to Friday night?
It's kind of our MO right now, which is one we don't really like, is, you know, just squeaking out wins by a small amount of points. But you know, we just got to keep playing and try to put as many points up on the board as we can. And, you know, it only takes one score to win, so that's all we need to make sure we do and make sure we keep fighting till the end of it.
For your defense, Coach, some playmakers that stood out on that side of the football for you in helping secure that big win on Friday night to wrap up regular season play and give you some momentum heading into the playoffs next week?
It's hard just to pick out some of them. I mean, our D-line did an excellent job up front getting penetration, filling the gaps, and we were able to rotate some different guys throughout there. That also helped free up all our linebackers. They were able to flow and go make plays on the ball as well. So it's hard to pick out one guy when so many of them contributed in their own specific way, which is great to have.
More to talk about with the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, right after this here on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show.
Summer is flying by. Don't we all say that every year? Hi, this is Willie from Alpha Roofing in Mason City. In our line of work, it means a lot more. It means we're getting short on time to get homes protected before another harsh winter. If you've been procrastinating, please stop putting it off. Call us now for a free inspection and estimate. At Alpha Roofing, there are no gimmicks, just honesty and integrity. We value building strong relationships with our customers. For a professional service with a small town feel, call Alpha Roofing.
Are you looking to buy or sell a classic car? Look no further than Coyote Classics in Green, Iowa. With a wide selection of vintage vehicles, you'll find the car of your dreams. Whether you're a collector or just love the nostalgia, Coyote Classics has something for everyone. Visit their showroom today and experience the thrill of owning a piece of automotive history. Visit their website, coyoteclassics.com, or call them at 641-816-3145.
On every journey, you should look forward to peace of mind. Green Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual take pride in keeping you and your budget comfortable. That's why they offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust them to look out for the road ahead. Trust in tomorrow. For more details, contact Lucas Wedeking or Misty Osborne. Your Grinnell Mutual agents at Green Insurance Services in Green today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Landis is excited for fall and harvest time. Area Landis locations are taking grain and offer agronomy services for your farming operation. They have the latest add-on micronutrients for your dry fertilizers like ProCoat BCMZ and ProCoat Zinc, as well as nitrogen stabilizers for anhydrous ammonia. See Landis offices in Packard, Plainfield, Bristow, Green, Dyke, and New Hartford, who wish all their customers a safe and successful season on the farm, in the field, and on the road. We are the land, and the land is us. Landis.
And welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop. And coach, it is time to preview your playoff matchup that is still to be determined. They will release that here in the next couple of hours on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. But regardless of who your playoff opponent is, your message to your team as preparations begin for your first round matchup on Friday night, after a great regular season in another competitive district, your first year in this new district this season?
We just need to make sure that we're studying film, looking at what we need to do, and playing our type of football. In other games, we kind of try to do too much or try to make too many adjustments, and it can get confusing for the kids and for coaches as well. So our main message is, you know, let's play our football. Let's keep it basic. Let's do what we need to do, and let's just do good at those plays and those drills that we need to.
For your offense, coach, with the dynamic running game that you have and a quarterback that continues to settle in each week and gets those reps and becomes more confident in what he's doing there, because it's run first, but you have been able to be effective in the passing game too. How that extra week and helps your team in that area as you get ready to attack whoever you will face coming up next week?
Kind of nice with our run first, because then we're able to set up maybe a play action pass, stuff like that. And it's always nice too, because with these kids, a lot of them are upperclassmen, and they're starting to see the field, and they'll come off and they'll suggest plays, or, you know, Brody's able to see some plays, and that's where we've got a lot of our big runs or scores, is the kids come over and make a suggestion, or, you know, they're saying this is what the defense is doing. So we just got to make sure that our backs and everything else are seeing the field and seeing what's going to be there and relaying the messages to us.
For your defense, coach, whoever you will be facing coming up on Friday night, your message to your defense and what you have seen from them this season that you hope continues to stand true into the playoffs.
our defense messages can be, you know, fire off the ball, do your job, trust that the person beside you and behind you is going to do their job as well, and try not to do too much. When we do too much, we can take ourselves out of the play or get someone else's way. So we just need to make sure we do our role and trust the person next to us is going to go 100 miles an hour.
As you enter the playoffs, Coach, how you keep your team focused as the games mean that much more because it's win and move on? And if you lose, the season comes to an end for your great team that has really competed well throughout the regular season and now gets to carry that into the playoffs.
I think these boys are pretty focused on it, and it's not going to be too hard to keep them in line, ready to go. They're not ready to be done yet, so that's always a great feeling. We've had conversations, about staying focused and make sure we play all year and what the possibilities could happen with this team. So it's great to know that they want to keep going and that they're ready to put the time in, and they don't want to see the senior season end right now. So it's a great message that the seniors send to the underclassmen as well.
Follow-up question about your matchup on Friday night, Coach. You matched up with a colleague from Northeast Hamilton, James Cope, the head coach at AGWSR. What was that like as you got to match up with him, as you were coached by him at Northeast Hamilton and then was an assistant to him at that high school that no longer exists here in the state of Iowa?
Coach Cope taught me and coached me when I was in high school with it, and it's just great. We got a good relationship. We can reach out, and if I've got questions or anything, I can reach out to him, and he's can give me answers. He's been a great mentor for me as well, to see some things that I can do or should do, and some things to stay away from. So like I said, I got a lot of respect for Coach Cope and the staff and everything over there. They do an excellent job, and just wishing them all the best.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you prep for the playoffs coming up on Friday night, still awaiting your opponent for that matchup. Those will be released here this morning as you get ready for the postseason, released by the Iowa Girls, by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Your thoughts about that and your excitement entering the playoffs with another great Bearcats team representing North Butler this year?
We're excited to be in. I know as soon as it's released, we'll be grabbing film and start breaking stuff down, studying, getting ready for our opponent, whoever it is. So we're just excited and ready to go, and we got to come Monday and get ready for another hard week of practice and a tough game on Friday again.
Once again, a thanks to the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, for joining us here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show.
When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, radioonthego.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff. And Coach, what a win for your team on a night filled with rain and cold weather. And your team made the best of it, securing your second win of the year, 14-8 over Belmont Clemmie. Your initial thoughts on the win?
It was a gritty game, and hats off to Belmont. I thought they really competed hard all night. Kind of expected that. We knew we were going to get their best shot, and they jumped us early there and landed the first punch, and just happy that our guys stayed the course and that we settled in and nobody panicked, and we were able to get a score there right before the end of the first half, which is huge. And our guys just stayed the course and we continued to believe, and we got some great leadership from our seniors as we have all year, and just excited for our kids to be rewarded with win number two this year. It was a fun game to be a part of.
Talk about your rushing attack, Coach. Unofficially, 37 carries for 175 on the ground and a touchdown. Amongst that, a 53-yard explosive play from Sage Sunkin that gave you the lead for good in that third quarter.
We really love this wing T system. It gives you so much flexibility in terms of probing and attacking different areas of the field. And you can get so many people involved. That's so good. because sometimes it's just certain guys' nights, and you really never know for sure what aspects of your offense are going to be popping and what aspects might be slowed down and getting bogged down more than you expect. And the versatility that this offense provides us, we're able to get four guys on any given snap really easily viable touches that are fundamental parts of the offense that are things we do every day that is so valuable. It gives us flexibility when guys get injured. It gives us flexibility when the defense does certain things, blitzing or certain fronts. And the guys got to make it go. They got to execute. In terms of players, I thought Dak Sunken really had a great game. Not a good game, a great game. He's a sophomore. I mean, he's a good kid. And he's worked hard and he's just dependable. He's reliable. He showed up all the offseason stuff. He lifted all summer. He shows up in the summer. Consistently practices. He doesn't get banged up. Doesn't make excuses. You can depend on him day in, day out, week in, week out. And we told him that ball security was a big deal. He had two hands on the ball all night. And we told him, you don't need to be cute. You don't need to be flashy. We need 4 yards, 5 yards. We just need to stay on schedule. And Dax really did that. He didn't try to be a hero. He didn't try and make it about himself. He didn't try to make big plays. He did his job. He ran his feet. He ran hard. He ran where the play was designed to go. He took care of the football and he finished runs. And I think he was kind of the catalyst. And, you know, A.J. Anderson, our fullback, A.J.'s A.J. He's always dependable. Those two really did a good job of keeping us on schedule. And I knew how important it was going to be in third and manageables. And that was the case most of the night. We didn't face many third and longs. But then the critical play was Sage's explosive run down the sideline there. And that's a keeper run. Where we run it up the middle and we run it up the middle and we run it up the middle and kind of wanted to probe it and see if they were really honoring Sage on the edge. And I thought sometimes you forget that he's a threat out there, and luckily that was the case for us. They had a guy right there, but you know, Sage whizzed right past him because again, there's so many threats in the offense with the wing T. We had pounded the fullback over and over and over again, and that outside linebacker had his eyes on the fullback, and that allowed Sage to get past him before he realized he had the ball. And then Sage, being the athlete he is, raced down the sideline, took it to the house, and that was obviously a humongous play in the game. That was middle of third quarter, and it put us in the lead, and just a great play by him. And that was thankfully that lead was able to hold. It certainly got tight there at the end, and then they had a chance. It's a punting issues with the weather, but defensively we did a great job all night, and thankfully 14 was enough to get the job done and get the win.
For your defense, Coach, what a response after giving up that score in the first half. Didn't allow another score the rest of the game, and stood tall on some key downs, especially fourth down down the stretch against the Broncos.
Credit to Belmont. They did. They came out. They got the first punch landed, and we knew they were going to be ready to go. We really tried to stay calm as coaches and just stay the course. We really told our guys that we were doing a lot of good things. We got to do that on third down, and we got to make sure that we contain. That's so critical to make sure that we don't lose the edge. I thought our defense really settled in there after that score, and Cal Ferdinand, our defense coordinator, thought had a good plan and made good adjustments, and our kids just played hard, and they I think they got stronger as the game went on. They really got aggressive, and we started to win the line of scrimmage in the second half, and we started to gang tackle, and we did have some critical stops on third and short, and they had a fourth and short where we moved the line of scrimmage, you know, in our direction, and that's something we've had a really tough time with this year. And we were young and undersized. It's been a tough year defensively to stop people and to win the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we were optimistic going into this one that we'd have a better chance to hold up the line of scrimmage. And I thought our energy defensively was really evident. And guys, again, their confidence grew, and there was so much effort and pursuit and energy. And defense is an energy-based game. It's always been that way. Offense is about execution, and defense is about high energy and flying around and playing with extreme aggression and passion and enthusiasm. And that was really exciting to see our defense play with that kind of confidence and poise. And our defense really carried us and was the reason we won the game. So just really happy to see us play that way defensively.
It was senior night, Coach. Your seniors really made the most of their final opportunity to play at home. Your message to them after the game, after a great effort and a great way to send them off with a win on Friday night.
We just told them thank you in the locker room and told them how much we appreciated them sticking through it when times weren't always sunshine and daisies, and it's just a testament to their character. And you just really tried to convey how much they mean to us as coaches, and they mean to our program. Just acknowledge the job that they've done in helping us build the program. They're a part of establishing the culture of what it looks like, and what it looks like is showing up and putting in the work, which they did in the off season, and staying positive no matter what happens, which they did throughout this entire season. It's helping the young guys learn, which they did. They embrace the younger guys. They teach them. They help them learn. They take them under their wing. Just all of those things that really make a program go and makes your culture healthy. Those guys have planted the seed, and they've laid the foundation for what we're trying to build and how it's done and what it looks like. And your younger kids see that, and they respect them for that. And it helps shape them for how they develop and grow, and it's going to shape how they lead in the future because they've seen the standard and what it looks like. So we just try to, as genuinely and authentically as possible, convey our appreciation for them and how much they mean to us, and really grateful. We're so happy for them to get a win. In 3 years, there's been a lot of hard times. So for their last memory of playing football on that field is a win. Such a cool thing, and it's something I really wanted to see them achieve and have that fond memory they can look back on, and we got it done. So happy about that.
More to talk about with the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, right after this here on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show.
On behalf of the residents at the Sheffield Care Center, they are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in their communities. Teamwork alone, you can do so little. Together, you can do so much. The Sheffield Care Center is committed to being a leader in providing quality, preventative, and restorative services. They are dedicated to teamwork and to provide a clean, comfortable, home-like atmosphere with honesty, dignity, respect, and compassion for all of their residents. To learn more about everything the Sheffield Care Center has to offer, call 641-892-4691.
Have you signed up for e-bill from Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association yet? You can have your monthly statement delivered to your inbox and never have to worry about misplacing it again. You can also view and pay your bill using a bank account or a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover credit card. It's fast, secure, and easy. To learn more about signing up for e-bill, contact Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association at rockwellcoop.com or call 641-822-3211.
For experienced professional automotive service and repair, including diesel service, see Corey and Troy Fessler in Rockwell at Don's Auto Service. Don's Auto can service the air conditioning systems in older and newer vehicles. They can change your oil, tune up your engine, flush and replace your transmission fluid, install a new interstate battery, put on new shocks and struts, or just replace your windshield wiper blades. It's service done right the first time. Call Don's Auto for an appointment today. Call 822-3456. Don's Auto is a proud sponsor of the West Fork Coaches Show. And welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff. And coach, it's time to preview your Week 9 matchup, as you will be on the road at BCLUW in a optional Week 9 game. Your initial thoughts on the Comets.
I've gotten to know the coach a little bit. We did some 7-on-7 a couple summers ago and played a JV game up there earlier this year. And a guy I have respect for, and we've stayed in touch. And kind of when it became apparent earlier in the season, it was looking like we might be on the outside looking in on playoff bursts. We got in touch and thought it would be a good thing for both programs to get this Week 9 game locked in. And, you know, I think there's a lot of similarities to the game we just played versus Belmont. Two programs that historically have struggled, so to speak, and, you know, they had a tough year this year. And they took a major step forward last year. I want to say they won 4 games last year. You know, and they had a tough year this year, and I know they battled the injury bug and that sort of stuff. But again, I think it's a really good matchup for both programs, and I've been hyper-focused on our district and getting ready to go for this one. So in terms of what they do, I'm kind of in the dark, whereas within your district, you're always crossing other teams' film when you're doing opponent scout, be it offense or defense. So you're at least semi-aware of who's doing what, and then you're keeping closer tabs on that stuff. So I know it's their senior night. They set it up to have their senior night here. We're going to be on the road. So same as this week, throw out the records, and they're going to be jacked up and ready to go and excited, just like we were tonight for our senior night. So it's going to be a great opportunity, and certainly a challenge, and then they're going to be ready to go, so we're going to have to be ready to go.
Some keys offensively for your team, Coach, is you look to keep the run game going and build on from that as you were able to have success with both on Friday night against Belmont Clemmy.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit tougher to be running the ball here. Gavin Kronk, who got injured in the first play of the game, he's certainly probably our best lineman, so that'll be a big blow if he can't go, and that's certainly a possibility. And then Jaron Heights using as a junior for us, just an awesome kid and a program guy through and through. You know, that's two top-flight dynamic offensive lines that we're going to be down next week. So next man up, that's just the nature of it. And it's just going to provide an opportunity for some of our younger guys, and they're going to have to be ready to go. But you feel for Jaron so much. Just know how much football means to him, and we'll be there and support him every step of the way in his recovery. And I know that kid, and I know his toughness. He'll be back however long it takes him. He'll attack rehab, and we'll get him back. But, you know, hopefully we got better weather conditions next week. So we might be able to throw it a little bit more, and we'll probably need to. But we'll get creative, and we'll with the run game. And like I said, that's the nice thing about the wing T. We have flexibility, so we'll adapt to the personnel we have and what they're throwing at us. And we got one more to go here, and we're going to field 11, and we'll find out what they can do, and we'll give it the best we got. Injuries are no excuse. That's football, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us, and we've got to go practice, and we've got to go put a team on the field that can compete, and we got to go play. No excuses. So that's going to be the mindset, and it'll be next man up, but there's certainly going to be some adjustments this week, and it's every week. You got guys shuffling in and out, and you're adjusting to a new opponent, and that's why you coach. You got to adapt, and you got to make do with what you got. And some people got more and some people got less, but everybody's got to make the best of what they got. So we'll meet the challenge head on, and we'll get the guys ready to go, and they'll be excited to play one more game here, and we're excited for the opportunity.
For your defense, Coach, how you hope to carry over your great lockdown mentality that you were able to really apply against Belmont Clemmy on Friday night and carry that over into your week 9 matchup against the Comets?
I think just build some confidence. I think that'll be the main thing, just going out and holding the team to 8. And I don't care who it is. We have struggled defensively this year. So it's nice to go take the field and go play good defense for 4 quarters, you know, sans one drive, which they earned. But I think it's a shot in the arm for confidence and just the aggressiveness. Again, we're really hoping to carry that into next week and build on that. We've kind of played on our heels and got the game dictated to us to a degree. And that's a lot of things. It's youth, it's an experience, and it's playing one of the toughest schedules in the state of Iowa, Class A to this point. Again, we played a top 5 schedule in the state. We played 2 of the best teams in the state, Class A. I think our district top to bottom is as good as any in Class A. That's a lot of things going into it, but we've had our struggles defensively, and it was nice to play as well as we did tonight, and hopefully we can carry that over and play with that energy and that fire and that aggressiveness, and we'll see how it goes next week.
Final thoughts, Coach, as we wrap up our time this morning, as you get ready for your regular season finale, a week 9 matchup at BCLUW on Friday night, a chance to end the season right with a great team on the field for you again this year.
We really believe in the week 9 games. We'll always try and schedule those, and hopefully, you know, we're in the playoffs here as we keep moving along. But anytime we don't make it in, we really think there's a lot of value to be had in playing that week 9 game. And it was really unfortunate last year. We were so banged up with numbers that we really didn't feel we could do that. But we're excited to get one this year, and it's a chance for our kids to go out and compete again in another game that we think we can compete in, and just excited for our kids to go get to compete one more time. And thank you to any fans that are listening that showed up tonight and support our program. And I know there's people far and wide that tune in and to this show and come to the games and keep tabs of the scores. And we appreciate all the people that support our program, and we're excited to go down to BCLUW next week, and we're hoping to get win number 3. For a lot of people, 3 wins is, you know, a season you're not really happy with. with, and obviously we want to win more than three games too, but coming off a no-win season to have the ability to the opportunity to go in three games from zero is a step in the right direction, and we're excited about that. We're proud of the kids for what they're doing and how hard they're working, and want people who support our program to know how proud we are of our kids, and we're behind them 100%, and we're excited for their development and growth, and we're ready to go for one more game here next Friday.
Once again, a thanks to the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, for joining us here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show.
Your home for local high school sports is 104.9 FM and the KLMJ stream at radioonthego.com. Tune in for coverage of the Hampton-Dumont Cow Bulldogs, North Butler Bearcats, and the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys. We are Radio on the Go.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmy football, Kyle Wilkinson. And coach, a great battle from your team on Friday night in a game that featured a 12th man on the field. It was the weather, as your team really battled through the rain and the cold weather, falling short 14-8, but a great battle from your team. Your initial thoughts about the effort of your team on Friday night against the Warhawks?
Yeah, a rainy game is always fun for the kids to play in, you know, a good old mud bowl, you know, both teams just running the ball back and forth, doing the grind, you know, and the game, sadly, in the end, didn't go our way. We had three other chances to punch it in and just couldn't get it done. You know, statistically, both us and West Fork looked near the exact same. You know, they just were able to get loose for one of the long run of a 52. The sunk in the quarterback was able to. So, you know, that was the difference in the game, unfortunately. Our kids battled hard, and I couldn't have asked for more. We're just outmatched a little bit in the trenches, and again, that was the other difference in the game. But our kids played hard, whistle to whistle, for 48 minutes, you know, with downpouring rain, and there's not much more you can ask out of them. You know, we'll take the successes we had on Friday and look forward to Postville and hopefully get a W next Friday.
Some positives for you offensively, coach, as your quarterback, Brody Hefner, did a great job, especially on some QB sneaks and escaping the pocket. I believe he was not sacked on Friday night, so great pocket presence by him. And then you were really able to establish the run game with Frito as well.
Yeah, both of them did a great job. They knew the ball was going to be put in their hands. And when you're a freshman quarterback, when you're fourth and two, fourth and one, I think on several occasions we were last night, when your freshman quarterback says, "Give me the ball," there's no way they're going to stop me. That, you know, that all you can do is say, "Yep, sounds good, man. We trust you," and put him in the game and called the play he wanted, and he was able to get the first down, I think, darn near every time except for once. So, you know, there's again nothing you can complain about that. I think Brody carried the ball 20 some times. I know Frito carried the ball 27 times. So, you know, they both had their fair share. And again, our blocking up front wasn't the best, but I know those guys were working their butts off. They're just not as experienced as other offensive linemen. But Frito and Hefner ran hard, and again, that's all you can ask for. They took the leadership role last night and ran with it. We just came up a little bit short.
If you would break down that score for your team, the route was excellent, and then the pass from Hefner as well, getting on the board first on Friday night.
Yeah, we grounded our way, 80-some yards downfield. You know, we've been struggling when we get in the red zone. Coach Faborg came up with a perfect play, a slant backside, and our young freshman, Kyson Lamb, ran a perfect route and was able to come down with the ball in the end zone. And, he's got two scores on the year now, and again, it was a perfect pass in horrible rainy conditions by Brody Hefner as well. So, you know, congrats to the two freshmen. They've put us on the board a few times this year.
For your defense, coach, they kept you in the game, especially down the stretch, containing a very good running game throughout the night for West Fork, and a big part of that, you were also able to force some turnovers down the stretch to give you a chance late as well.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought battle in the trenches and a run game, especially unfortunately with Eberling number 88 on the sideline in street clothes when we showed up. So, you know, we knew they weren't going to pass the ball much, and our guys just needed to focus on the run, and that's what they did. And we had several guys stand up and fight. You know, Frito Ashton Wilms, our two middle backers, led the tackling chart, and they filled holes and filled gaps hard last night. So, you know, that's all you can ask of for them. Our defensive line, again, it isn't the best. They're a little inexperienced, little young, but, you know, they held their own and were able to get themselves on the tackle chart and help out our linebackers as well. You know, and again, with a rainy night, you're always going to expect some turnovers. You know, and we were able to take advantage of that in a few instances and punch a couple of them out from West Fork and able to fall on them. You know, they were able to go in and, you know, when West Fork punted twice, I think we were able to get to the ball a couple times and create good field advantage for our offense to move up and down the field.
How preparation changed, Coach, as you were preparing for weather conditions that you hadn't faced on a game night this season, and how your team really was able to execute what you went over in practice on Friday night against West Fork.
Yeah, you know, we all week long we practiced with some wet balls. You know, we had some old footballs, and we got them wet, and we were able to do wet ball drills with our running backs, and our offense played with it on Thursday when it was kind of the same conditions, windy, rainy, spit on us. We played outside too to get used to the conditions. So all week long we were preparing for the conditions, because you know, you never know with Iowa weather whether it can change or not. You know, I wasn't expecting that bad of a downpour, but you know, our guys played through it, and I think we were prepared. So hats off to our team.
More to talk about with the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Kyle Wilkinson, right after this here on the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Mullenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting their local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Shannon Mullenbrook, Michaela Hefty, or Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Mullenbrook Insurance and Dows today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding is a proud supporter of all area schools, including the Belmont Clemmie Broncos. When you need hydraulic hoses made or need welding or brazing done, call Mark. Call 641-853-2324. Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding can fix just about anything. Mark is a master welder and also does milling and lathe work. Mark sells Northland Oil and stocks a huge selection of nuts, bolts, bearings, seals, belts, and PTO parts. When it's broken, take it to Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan.
Imagine a bank that actually understands your farming operation, supports your goals, makes your decisions locally, and invests in the communities you live in. That bank is Greenbelt Bank and Trust, with locations in Ackley, Belmont, Eldora, Grundy Center, Isle Falls, and our newly opened office in Parkersburg. Our experienced team of ag lenders are here to help you. This is Clint Ackerson. Contact me or one of our lenders to help you take your farming operation to the next level of financial success. Come work with a decision maker who can back you from start to finish.
Greenbelt Bank and Trust, leading the way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to the Mortz Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Kyle Wilkinson. And coach, it's time to preview your optional Week 9 game, and you have scheduled a matchup with Postville. You'll play at Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa. Your initial thoughts on the matchup with the Pirates?
Yeah, it should be a fun game for our kids, you know. They'll get to play on a college field, a turf field. You know, as a high school football player, that's always something you like to do. You know, the goal, obviously, in high school football is to get to the dome, a turf field. Well, we're taking a second option here and getting to still play on a college field and turf field. You know, Postville's in the same boat we are. They've been struggling. You know, they have youth and inexperience as well. And it should be a nice, evenly matched game for us where we can compete. And gosh, I just really hope we can get a W to send our seniors out on the right note.
Some positives offensively, Coach, that you had on Friday night that you hope to apply, and adjustments that you feel need to be made for your offense as you look to challenge Postville in your Week 9 matchup coming up.
Yeah, especially in the trenches, offense, defensive line. I know we've been undersized and not the best in our district play as we've faced some monsters. You know, against Postville, I think we'll finally be even with them and we'll see some success in the trenches. you know, we established the run game pretty well last night. And, you know, the game plan is to probably stick with the run game and only pass if we need to. You know, Brody's got a great arm, but you don't always want to put it on the freshman's back to win or lose a game. So we'll take a break for him, and you know, he's going to obviously want to run the ball, but he loves contact. But you know, we'll put the ball in Frito's hands and watch and see what he can do, setting himself up for a senior year next year.
For your defense, coach, on some plans that you hope to execute in containing Postville and keeping the ball in your offense's hands on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll spend the next few days watching film on Postville. Like I said before, it's the first time I think Belmont and Postville have ever met on the football field. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure what they run right now, but as I haven't looked ahead yet. But I'll spend the next few days breaking down film along with my coaching staff. We'll find some weaknesses, we'll find some mismatches, and we'll set our offense up for success. And defensively, we'll find their best players and get our best players on those guys and let our linebackers, Ashton and Frito, go to work. And, you know, our young freshman safety, Braden Wright, will be able to come up and lay the wood. So, you know, I'm not concerned about that. We'll go out and play our ball, and I'm sure Postville will too. And it'll be a fun game to watch and a fun game to play.
Your message to your team, coach, especially your seniors, as you enter your final game week of this season, as you look to end the season with a W after playing in a very tough district, and your team has battled through all of those matchups and given their best to track down that first win.
Yeah, you know, my message to them already, and it will be all week, is we have the opportunity to end our season on a high note and go into our off season and have a very strong off season. So, you know, we have, you know, a great option to come in and get a W against Postville at a fun game at a college stadium, and really ride the high wave going into the off season, and that should hopefully get some excitement going and get our kids in the weight room, because that is what we need in the off season, is our kids just to get bigger, faster, stronger, and we've been preaching that the entire time, and hopefully we see some more leadership on Friday night pop out of there, and it'll be a good thing leading into the off season.
Final thoughts, coach, as you prep for your Week 9 matchup. You will be at Wartburg College to face Postville, looking to end the regular season on a high note, as you mentioned, and send off a great senior class the right way, representing BK.
Yeah, no, just come out and support us. You know, it's going to be a great time, you know, I have all the feelings in the world that we're going to go out and get a W. We just got to play hard and play whistle to whistle for the last 48 minutes of the season. And I think our kids are ready and willing to do that. We took big leaps on Friday, and we'll take even bigger leaps next Friday. Can't wait to get the game going.
Once again, a thanks to the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Kyle Wilkinson, for joining us here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show.
When it's a phone, not a phone. When it's a radio, radioonthego.com is where you can download the app for iPhone or Android. Then listen anywhere to 104.9 KLMJ, Radio on the Go.
Connecticut water systems are masterly engineered to be simply the most efficient and effective water softener, drinking water system, and water filters on the planet. This is Justin Morton from Mort's Water Company. Connecticut has a system that will fit your water quality, whether it's well water or city water. We can match up your water quality with a Connecticut water treatment system. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT and let us show you how a Connecticut whole house water treatment system will give you the cleanest, best tasting water. Selling and servicing Connecticut water systems in North Iowa for over 40 years. Your local, independent, authorized Connecticut dealer. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel. And coach, a great battle from your team on Friday night facing a top five team in your respective class in Class 2A as you hosted Spirit Lake for senior night on Friday night and fell 21-0, but a great battle from your team containing a team that has been able to put up points in bunches this year.
Yeah, you know, it definitely was. You know, with the elements that we had, you know, it just was a crazy night with the rain and the wind, but it was also a fun night. Like you said, it was definitely a battle. I think going into the week, you know, we also had military appreciation night, so we honored veterans. You know, had a guest captain come out. It was senior night for those guys, the 12 seniors that I have. So it was definitely a lot of fun to be part of that game, even though it didn't come out the way we wanted to. But those seniors have made a huge impact to this program, and they have set the bar high and will continue to set that bar high. And the kids underneath them are just feeding off their energy and feeding off all the things that they've done for this program. So it's great to see that. But yeah, you know, Spirit Lake was a tough team. You know, we knew that. And they're ranked number 5 in the state. You know, it was definitely a challenge for them too with the weather. But I think overall we played a great game. You know, we didn't score any points, but we continued to fight. You know, all 4 quarters, and kids were flying around defensively. Yeah, we put up 21 points, gave up 240 yards. I felt like we played a lot better than that, and we really did on all levels. So I'm super proud of the guys.
Some positives offensively, Coach, that you can carry into the first round of the playoffs coming up next week. And some of the playmakers that really stood out to you on that side of the ball on a cold and rainy night in Clarion.
Oh, no, we had some injuries this week. You know, Carson had a season-ending injury, you know, during the week. You know, and a backup quarterback got hurt in our JV game. So we had to go to, you know, our third string, you know, and that ended up being Diego Gonzalez. You know, he took the reins at quarterback this week during practice and did a great job. You know, he was super excited about it. I mean, it's kind of nice, you know, having a running back there as a quarterback. You can kind of be a triple threat, you know, with Mason Allen and Charlie Campbell, and then you throw Salvin Gonzalez and Caleb Seba back there. I mean, you can kind of do all types of things. You know, those 3 last night, Mason, Charlie, and Diego stepped it up last night again. They just continue to work hard. You know, offensive line, again, it's constantly working hard day in and day out. They're just a good core group of guys, you know, and then your senior wide receivers and Colin Kirsten and Wyatt are continuing doing a great job for us. And then you want to add another freshman in there, Huxley Lingenfelter, that also has done a great job for us. You know, at the tight end spot, we kind of put him at our H-back and out there at wideout. So he's kind of doing a lot of things at freshman, and he's definitely stepping up. So it was good to see all them guys perform last night and even the week before.
Some positives defensively, coaches. Your opponent for the playoffs still to be determined, as those will be really released later on this morning from the association. But some things that you can carry into the playoffs after challenging a talented offense in Spirit Lake on Friday night and holding them under their season average for sure.
You know, just about believing in ourselves, you know, defensively, you know, as a core group, that we are strong and we can do a lot of different things, whether it's stunning, whether it's blitzing, whether it's rolling our coverages, whatever it might be. You know, just continue to fly the ball, you know, 11 halves of the ball, and play fast and be downhill and be aggressive and just have a lot of fun doing it. And you know, continue to rely on our 4 to 5 guys up front that we rotate in between, you know, Caden Hankins, Mason Allen, Cole Rothman, Bryce Lindemann, and even Nick Sisson, that we rotate up at the defensive line. And, you know, we got 3 really strong linebackers. Kind of put Uli Frias down there yesterday, and he did a great job for us. And Caleb Seba and Huxley Lingenfelter, you know, in the middle of those 3 guys, you know, have done an outstanding job. And I know they will continue to do it as we go throughout the week. And, you know, in the back end, you got Diego and Charlie and Selvin and Colin and Wyatt at the end there at the corners. And they're also doing a great job. They're communicating. They're flying around. They're helping each other out, make calls. And, you know, those guys are just continuing to step up. So I don't expect anything less from them. And I know they will continue to improve and get better, that's for sure.
It was also senior night on Friday night, Coach, for your Cowboys. And if you would talk about the atmosphere associated with senior night and your message to your seniors after giving a great battle in their final home game at Cowboys Stadium on Friday night.
You know, it's always bittersweet. You know, it's a great thing to, you know, see the seniors and what they've done with this program, and to see the strides that they made, you know, all 4 years. But it also sucks, you know, that they had to leave this program, that they played their last game, you know, at Cowboys Stadium. And even though we didn't win, they still are leaders in my book and still winners in my book. You know, that's what I told them. It's what you've done on and off the field makes a huge difference, I should say, more than you have done in the field. The memories that you have made, you know, all 4 years in school, you know, on the bus rides, you know, in the locker room, the leadership qualities that you have developed, you know, all 4 years is going to make a lasting impact on the younger generations. And that's what we want. We want to push them out on higher levels and they'd be able to strive for the next level of whether they're going to go play college ball, whether they're going to go work on a family farm or whatever it might be, that they would just continue to lead in some way and just know how important they made their time here at CGD. It's just a blessing, and I can't be more thankful for that senior group.
More to talk about with the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, right after this here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show.
Can you dig it? Hennigar Construction in Clarion can. They're a full-service crew with extensive experience in all things above and below the dirt. Hennigar Construction does excavating along with hydrovac services, septic system work, ditch cleanout, and tile repairs. Above the ground, they are the ones to call for steel frame buildings, material hauling, concrete work, and demolition services. Whether you're building up or tearing down, you'll get the job done with precision and efficiency when you call 515-602-6242. That's Hennigar Construction in Clarion.
When it comes to an expert welder, you can trust Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan. Mark is a master welder and can weld just about anything. Mark also does brazing, milling, and lathe work. Bruins Machine and Welding custom makes hydraulic hoses, sells Northland Oil, and stocks a huge inventory of nuts, bolts, bearings, seals, belts, and PTO parts. When it's broken, take it to Rowan to Bruins Machine and Welding. Bruins Machine and Welding is a proud supporter of all the area schools and is cheering for Clarion Goldfield Dawes sports team. Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Mullenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting their local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Shannon Mullenbrook, Michaela Hefty, or Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Mullenbrook Insurance and Dawes today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And welcome back to the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. We are joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel. And coach, you are in the playoffs in Class 2A, still waiting on your opponent for your Friday night matchup in the first round. Those will be announced by the Iowa High School Athletic Association later on this morning. But whoever your playoff opponent is, your message to your team, what preparation looks like this week as you get ready for that big game on Friday night against an opponent to be determined.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter who we really play. You know, we just got to continue to play Cowboy football. We just got to, you know, come in day by day, continue to be students of the game, you know, watch film, understand who we have to play, you know, and just try to be 1-0 every single day. You know, obviously we got the third seed, so we're going to play a two seed somewhere. Not sure where that's going to be. Our thoughts are, you know, District 1 or District 3. But to both those teams in there between West Lyon and probably, I think it's New Hampton, they're both tough teams. You know, it's just, we just got to prepare like, you know, it's any other game, any other week, you know, and just go out there and do our stuff as this program. And, you know, just hopefully come out victorious.
Some adjustments for your offense, coach, is you look to get that running game going again and challenge whoever your opponent may be with your great running game and challenge them through the air a little bit as well.
Yeah, I know. You know, with Diego at our quarterback, you know, it's going to be a lot of running, hopefully a lot of running. Obviously, he's not the thrower or the passer like Carson was. But, you know, he's an athlete. He can make plays. He understands the game. You know, we just got to be able to establish what we do, you know, from day one and carry that on each and every single day and just continue to get better at it. And, you know, with a week under Diego's belt, I think, you know, he's going to be much better this week. And he's got a lot of guys to back him up and help him. So I'm excited for this week and excited to see him continue to get better at that position.
for your defense coach throughout this season. You've done a great job of forcing fumbles and being able to capitalize on turnovers. How you hope that carries into your playoff run, as you'll face some teams that it would be great to get those extra possessions against to really challenge them on whoever you will play in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, turnovers are huge. You know, I push that throughout the week, that if we win the turnover margin, that just kind of puts us up there to possibly win the game or make it close or whatever it might be. And, you know, it is playoff time. You know, turnovers matter. I mean, if you can create those plays and limit their big plays, you know, that's going to be huge. And, you know, defensively, we got to have that mindset that we're going to go in and just take it to these guys and just play fast and be aggressive and, you know, just have fun doing it. You know, 11 guys to the ball and, you know, just be smart football players and be willing to be coached and make adjustments we need to and, you know, just be a hard-nosed defense. And that's what I expect of these guys. And they have that mindset too. And we'll just continue to carry that into playoffs.
Through 8 weeks of the high school football season here in the state of Iowa, Coach, and your team wraps up the regular season and you get ready for the playoffs, a fun question for you this week, your favorite moment from the regular season?
Favorite moment from the regular season, I think it was the Garner game. You know, just the high energy that we had in the sidelines, the kids jumping around. That was just a fun game to be around. And just the moments that we've had in practice together as a team, the team bondings that we have done, the challenges of competitions and practice that we have done, just really the kids coming together as a core group and understanding that this game, you need 24, 25, 30, 45, whatever it might be, guys, to come together and not just one individual. And so it's just great to see the kids just having fun and becoming leaders, you know, on and off the field. That's just a positive thing to say, and that's just what we want to do. And again, this group is awesome. I can't be more proud of this team and what my staff has done. It's just been an exciting season for sure.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you prepare for the first round of the Class 2A playoffs, opponent to be determined on Friday night, as you look to carry over the success that you had during the regular season into the postseason and make a run in Class 2A.
Yeah, you know, this is what matters. You know, playoffs, this is what we want. This is kind of our goal, to get to the playoffs. Now we just got to kind of just continue on to be successful and just know that the season basically starts over and, you know, it's one and done, and we just got to get after it every single day, and it will be good. The kids are excited. I'm excited, and we're ready to go play.
Once again, a thanks to the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, for joining us here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show.
When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ, Radio on the Go.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Back one final time here on the Mort's Water Company Coaches Show. Wanted to thank our area coaches for joining us this morning. Hampton Dumont Cal head coach Cole Miller. Iowa Falls Alden head coach Eric Walkingstick. West Fork head coach Daniel Westhoff. North Butler head coach Jordan Vanderloop. Clarion Goldfield Dawes head coach Caleb Vogel. And Belmont Clemmie head coach Kyle Wilkinson. Our next high school sports broadcast here on 104.9 KLMJ will be postseason volleyball on Monday evening as the North Butler Bearcats host the Tripola Panthers. Pregame coverage begins at 6:40 p.m. First serve is at 7 from Green. On Tuesday, we will have the Hampton Dumont Cal volleyball team on the road at New Hampton. Pregame at 6:40. First serve is at 7 p.m. And throughout next week, we will have continuing coverage of postseason volleyball for our area schools. Our next KLMJ football broadcast is coming up next Friday, October 20th. as we will have the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs on the road at the Algona Bulldogs in a Week 9 regular season finale. Pre-game coverage live from Algona begins at 6:15 with the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show. The kickoff is at 7 p.m. As the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs football team looks to make a push for the playoffs in Class 3A. If you missed any segment of this morning's show or would like to listen again, the show will be available on demand at radioonthego.com. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. here on 104.9 KLMJ for our next edition of the Mortswater Company Coaches Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Joshua Hamlin for Radio On The Go Sports.
You've been listening to the Coach's Corner thanks to Mort's Water Company. Mort's Water Company is your local, independent, authorized Connecticut dealer. Mort's Water Company has been providing customers in North Iowa with septic system installation, pump and well service, and Connecticut products for over 125 years. All you have to remember is 1-800-HEY-MORT, and if the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Mort's Water Company Coach's Corner on 104.9 KLMJ Hampton and RadioOnTheGo.com.